That'll keep you in debt forever. Whatever you're thinking about, you will attract. You'll say, but it's get out of debt. I don't care if it's get out or get in. If you're thinking debt, you're attracting debt. Set up an automatic debt repayment program and then start to focus on prosperity.
When you have a pile of bills that you have no idea how you are going to pay, you cannot focus on those bills because you will continue to attract more bills. You have to find a way that works for you to focus on prosperity despite the bills around you. You have to find a way of feeling good so you can bring your good to you.
James Ray.
So many times people say to me, well, I'd like to double my income in the next year. But then you look at their actions and they're not doing the things that are going to make that happen. And, you know, they'll turn right around and go, well, I can't afford that. Okay, guess what? Your wish is my command.
If the words, I can't afford it, have passed your lips, your power to change that is now. Change it with, I can afford that. I can buy that. Say it over and over. Become like a parrot. For the next 30 days, make it your intention that you are going to look at everything you like and say to yourself, I can afford that. I can buy that. As you see your dream car drive past, say, I can afford that. As you see clothes you love, as you think about a great vacation, say, I can afford that. As you do this, you will begin to shift yourself and you will begin to feel better about money. You will begin to convince yourself that you can afford those things. And as you do, the pictures of your life will change.
Lisa Nichols.
When you focus on lack and scarcity and what you don't have, you fuss about it with your family, you discuss it with your friends, you tell your children that you don't have enough, we don't have enough for that, we can't afford that. Well, guess what? You'll never be able to afford it because you begin to attract more of what you don't have. If you want abundance, if you want prosperity, then focus on abundance. Focus on prosperity.
The spiritual substance from which comes all visible wealth is never depleted. It is right with you all the time and responds to your faith in it and your demands on it. Charles Fillmore.
Now that you know the secret, when you see someone who is wealthy, you will know that that person's predominant thoughts are on wealth and not on scarcity, and that they have drawn wealth to them, whether they did it consciously or unconsciously. They focused on thoughts of wealth, and the universe moved people, circumstances, and events to deliver wealth to them. The wealth that they have, you have also. The only difference between you and them is that they thought the thoughts to bring the wealth to them. Your wealth is waiting for you in the invisible, and to bring it into the visible, think wealth.
David Shermer.
When I first understood the secret, I'd get a bunch of bills in the mail. And I thought, how do I turn this around? The law of attraction states that what you focus on, you will get. So I got a bank statement. I whited out the total and I put a new total in there. I put exactly how much I wanted to see in the bank. So I thought, what if I just visualize checks coming in the mail? So I just visualize a bunch of checks coming in the mail. Within just 1 month, things started to change. And it is amazing. Today, I just get checks in the mail. I get a few bills, but I get more checks than bills.
Since the film The Secret was released, we have received hundreds and hundreds of letters from people who have said that since watching the film, they have received unexpected checks in the mail. And it happened because as they gave their focus and attention to David Shermer's story, they brought checks to themselves. A game I created that helped shift my feelings about my pile of bills was to pretend that the bills were actually checks. I would jump for joy as I opened them and say, more money for me. Thank you, thank you. I took each bill, imagined it was a check, and then I added a zero to it in my mind to make it even more. I got a notepad and I wrote at the top of the page, I have received. And then I would list all the amounts of the bills with an added zero. Next to each amount, I would write, thank you, and feel the feelings of gratitude for receiving it, to the point where I had tears in my eyes. Then I would take each bill, which looked very small compared to what I had received, and I would pay it with gratitude. I never opened my bills until I got myself into the feeling that they were checks. If I opened my bills before convincing myself they were checks, my stomach would churn when I opened them. I knew that the emotion of the churning in my stomach was powerfully bringing more bills. I knew I had to erase that feeling and replace it with joyful feelings so I could bring more money into my life. In the face of a pile of bills, that game worked for me and it changed my life. There are so many games you can create, and you will know what works best for you by the way you feel inside. When you make believe, the results come fast.
Laurel Langmire, financial strategist, speaker, and personal and corporate coach.
I grew up on you have to work hard for money. And so I replaced that with money comes easily and frequently. Now, in the beginning, it feels like a lie, right? There was a part of your brain that will say, oh, you liar, it's hard. So you have to know it's this little tennis match that will go on for a while.
If you have had thoughts of, I have to work really hard and struggle to have money, let them go immediately. By thinking those thoughts, you omitted that frequency and they became the pictures of your life experience. Take Laurel Langmire's advice and replace those thoughts with money comes easily and frequently.
David Shermer.
When it comes to creating wealth, wealth is a mindset. It's all about how you think.
Laurel Langmire.
I'd say 80% of my coaching that I do one-on-one